Kelly Salomon from she is the vice president of Newman Guide Programs at the Cardinal Newman Society. Kelly is with us this morning. Good morning, Kelly. So I hear there's a new report by Students for Life that came out with some pretty good news, right?
That's right. Jen and Damien, it's always a great blessing to be with you. Thanks for having us on. As you know, we promote faithful Catholic schools, colleges, and graduate programs in our Newman Guide. And so a new report by Students for Life caught my eye because they put out a report looking at over 700 Christian colleges and evaluating their ties to promoting abortion. And so I dug into their report and I looked at the Catholic colleges that were included in their report. And I'm grateful to share that all of the Newman Guide colleges that were included in their report are indeed earned an A-plus rating for not only having no pro-abortion ties, but also for promoting pro-life pregnancy help centers. And what great news, you know, as we were at the March for Life on Friday, many representatives from the Cardinal Newman Society and many representatives from Newman Guide colleges and schools who were there standing for life. So it was no surprise that these faithful Catholic colleges earned this A-plus pro-life rating. Unfortunately, there were 9 Catholic colleges that were given an F pro-life rating for having 4 or more ties to abortion on their websites.
And that's what people can get, the information they can get from the Cardinal Newman Society and this Newman Guide. They can understand what is going on within the schools, the different Catholic schools, and some of the things that they do, some of the things that they promote, the things they're tied to, or maybe the speakers they have on campus more often than not. This is the things that you do and help people when they're making a decision as to the most Catholic school that is out there.
That's right, Jen. You know, Patrick Riley, our founder, has been at this work for more than 30 years, promoting and defending faithful Catholic education. And the reality is that, unfortunately, much of education has secularized over the years. And so we recommend model Catholic institutions in the Newman Guide, and we want to give guidance to family of the most important things to consider as you choose a school or a college, from the academics to the spiritual life to the campus life and all facets that are going to impact a student's experience on campus.
One of the things I do want to point out, Kelly, is some of the 2 schools that I know have not got the best rating in the Cardinal Newman Guide in the past. They really showed up and were impressive to me at the March for Life because they had some pro-life groups on campus, and that was Georgetown and Notre Dame. They had a really big presence, and that gave me a lot of hope. How about you, Kelly? Talk to me about that.
Yes, you know, that was great to see. You know, Notre Dame, we see that year after year. Notre Dame has many wonderful things going on campus, many wonderful Catholic professors and Catholic students, and they bring a large group to the March for Life every year. You know, unfortunately, it's one of those places that sometimes the leadership, the administration makes choices that run contrary to the faith with, you know, giving President Biden the Leitari Medal, honoring President Obama on campus, other instances of that, you know, where we shine a light on the issues on campus so that Catholic families know, you know, what to be prepared for. Georgetown University, again, great to see a great group of students there at the March for Life. Again, it's an issue coming from the administration, the top down, where we see Catholic identity issues on campus. Their new president at Georgetown, unfortunately, has made in the past a bold statement saying that he disagrees with church teaching on homosexuality. Very publicly, he has this article in Common Wheel where he says this. We hope that he has changed his views and will, you know, publicly share that he, you know, wants to publicly teach in accord with church teaching. We hope that that will happen, but so far, you know, he hasn't made that clear. So these are some of the things to be aware of as families navigate the college search, and certainly also highlight the very best in Catholic education as well.
But great to see so many pro-life, so many schools with pro-life groups out and about for the March for Life this past Friday. Just a beautiful showing. And that's what you are able to highlight in this report. The Students for Life included more than 700 Christian colleges, and all of the Newman Guide colleges earned an A-plus pro-life rating. Praise be to God. What is a Newman Guide call? What is a the Newman Guide program?
Yes, so I oversee all of our Newman Guide recommendations. We have 25 Catholic colleges. We have more than 70 Catholic graduate programs in the Newman Guide, and we now have 35 K-12 schools. So this was our recent expansion to the Newman Guide to go beyond colleges into graduate schools and K-12 schools. So your local Catholic schools, any great Catholic schools across the country, you know, let them know that the Newman Guide is now open to them. We recommend schools for their strong Catholic identity. We work closely with educators who want to be in the Newman Guide. And it's just a wonderful way to tout their commitment to Catholic education. And we've also had institutions tell us that being in the Newman Guide has helped them draw more Catholic students, draw more mission fit and excellent faculty to their campus. And so it's certainly a blessing to be a part of the Newman Guide. It's available as a free ebook on our website, or families can purchase a copy of our 25-26 edition of the Newman Guide.
Well, yeah, give some examples on how Catholic K through 12 schools can be pro-life.
Yes. So this is a really fun ebook we put together on how, Catholic means pro-life. We gave examples of how Newman Guide schools live out their pro-life witness, from organizing diaper drives for moms in need on campus to celebrating new life when school families welcome a new child. One school, St. Rita School in Alexandria, Virginia, when a new child is welcomed in one of the school families, an announcement's included in the school's newsletter, and the child is given an adorable St. Rita School onesie. What a great way to live out their pro-life. They also have a significant tuition discount for families with several children, which is great to see. Another school, St. Joseph Catholic School, we always see them at the March for Life in Washington, D.C., Regina Pachis Academy in Connecticut has a book section in its library that's dedicated to pro-life literature. So sometimes it's just a little ways of helping students learn the pro-life message, you know, with this section of books they might be drawn to in their library that shows the science and beauty behind the pro-life message. And just one more, I'll give the example of Everest Collegiate High School and Academy in Michigan uses our standards for Christian anthropology and the Rua Woods Theology of the Body curriculum within their schools. And so students really learn this wonderful Christian anthropology grounding for their life. Who made you? Why did God make you? What are you made for? Some of these foundational principles that are at the heart of the pro-life message, right, and that give students a good grounding in who they are as children of God. So these are just some of the ways Newman Guide schools are pro-life, and hopefully they're great examples to Catholic schools in your area across the country, especially during this Catholic Schools Week, of how, you know, beyond the March for Life, how can they be pro-life in their commitment all year long?
Kelly Solomon is with us on Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. I'm Jen Brown along with Damian Montes. Now, Kelly is the Vice President of the Newman Guide Programs at the Cardinal Newman Society. And yes, Kelly, you just mentioned that this is the Monday of Catholic Schools Week, a big week for Catholic schools across the nation. Tell us how faithful Catholic education not only prepares leaders in the pro-life movement, but just prepares leaders in general that we want to see in our communities in 10 years from now.
Yes. You know, I think a lot of us see what's happening in our culture and our society today, the rise of atheism, relativism, gender ideology, all of these issues. And, you know, I think one of the key responses to what we're seeing in our culture today is to provide our kids with a faithful Catholic education for their whole life so that they really have that deep grounding in the Catholic intellectual tradition and are able to know their faith, explain their faith, and defend their faith in the public sphere. And so we see leaders of Newman Guide institutions leading pro-life efforts, leading pro-family, pro-religious freedom efforts. Jason Everett, he's a popular speaker about the virtue of chastity, and he is a Newman Guide graduate. And at every high school he goes to, he says, you know, I can do a lot of good with my one-hour chastity talk, but you can do even more good if you go to a Newman Guide college for 4 years and you're immersed in the beauty and tradition of the church. It will prepare you for whatever God is calling you to. And as you're immersed in the sacraments and are open to the grace of God in your life, hopefully you can hear what he's asking you to do and respond to that calling with joy.
Well, and we're talking about Catholic education, you know, in order to get that kind of an education, you need Catholic teachers to teach those things. And I like that you can go to this website, NewmanSociety.org, and they actually have a section there where you can Catholic teachers can find colleges, high schools, universities, or what have you to find a job there. I think that's a pretty cool section.
Yes, you know, that's been a big way that Catholic schools and colleges have increased and strengthened their Catholic identity is drawing in more mission-fit faculty. And, you know, at one institution, we were at University of Mary in Bismarck. They invited our president in for a special event, and they had the whole room full of faculty members who stood up when the president said, you know, how many of you came to teach at the University of Mary in part because of its Newman Guide status? And the entire room full of these educators the president had invited in stood up. And, you know, it was a really, I think, amazing moment for us to reflect on the work that God is doing through this work of, you know, connecting people with places where they're able to live out their faith and share that faith and help form the next generation of young Catholics.
Kelly, the Newman Guide is on our way on the way to us, Jamie and me, at Spirit Mornings.
That's right.
And you send them out to schools everywhere. What will we see when we look through the Newman Guide? What will we find in there? How do we look through it?
Yes. So this is a small but compact Newman Guide. It's our 2526 edition, and it explains the value of Newman Guide education and then goes into our recommendations for schools, colleges, and graduate programs. And Jen, we've distributed 40,000 copies currently. They're going out all over the country to high schools and parish youth groups and dioceses. And I really have more demand than I'm even able to print and supply.
Wow.
Of students who are interested and want to see a Newman Guide education. And so, you know, thanks to this work, we're able to share 40,000 copies for free. And, you know, families can go to our website and request the free ebook version. They can purchase a copy individually as well. And we're looking forward to hearing more about this. We were gathered with our Newman Guide presidents actually in Washington, D.C. last week just before the March for Life. And they're thrilled the Newman Guide is back in print. It's also a special edition because it honors our patron, St. John Henry Newman, who was just named a doctor of the church this past year, as well as co-patron of Catholic education. So that was really exciting news for us. You know, when the Cardinal Newman Society was founded, we've now gone through his beatification,
yeah,
his canonization, and now being named
a doctor of the
church.
Good call, guys. That was a really good call.
I know. I said, Patrick, how did you choose Cardinal Newman? He said, well, when it really came down to, he was influenced by his deep writings on Catholic education. And if you look at it, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. John Henry Newman have some of the most deep and insightful writings on Catholic education. And so that's why he went with Cardinal Newman for our patron. And what a great blessing it's been to be able to see him being elevated as one of the few doctors of the church.
Well, there'll be one on my desk. So if anybody wants to come look through it, feel free to stop by the Spirit Catholic Radio Omaha studios and they can look through it as well. It'll be on my desk here in just a couple of days.
Awesome. Thank you, Jen.
What has the response been from parents since you've had this guide cover K through 12 then?
The families are so excited about it. You know, we've worked with K-12 schools in a variety of ways over the years, and it just made sense to expand the Newman Guide, that's the name everyone knows us for, into the K-12 market. And the response from families is they go to their local school principal and say, we've got to get in the Newman Guide. You know, we've got to look, as families are relocating across the country, that we want them to know about our school and in this particular area of the country. And we want our school leaders to go through the process because even the process itself will help schools reflect on what they're doing. You know, are the things that they're doing, are they actually written down in their handbooks? You know, is their curriculum incorporating the faith in all subjects? And so it helps them take a deep dive into what they're doing and how they can strengthen it, even by going through the process.
Kelly?
So we're really excited about it and looking forward to continuing to expand the Newman Guide this year.
Kelly Solomon, she's the vice president of the Newman Guide Programs, Cardinal Newman Society. You can check it out at newmansociety.org. Get the ebook, or you can come check it out in my office. We'll have one here. Should we have it in a couple of days? And Kelly, we do just want to make a note. You are in North Carolina there, and lots of parts of the United States under a major storm. We're so happy that your power did not go out, and we were able to do the interview with you this morning on Friday when we were talking. We just put little prayers up, said, you know, Mary be with us, that we'll be able to chat this morning. And here we are chatting away. Yes. So praise be to God. Stay safe, and we will talk with you again in the near future, Kelly.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Yeah. Happy Catholic Schools Week.